call Black Watch, carried Afrocentricity and rap pedagogy to their limits that's well into boredom and beyond. Dressed like Afro-Brooklyn wise men with huge hammered gold ornaments and wooden staves, the group ranted at the audience without break or hook. These were good words in inaccessible form. If X-Clan had a lesson to teach, or more likely 360 degrees worth of lessons, this was no way to get anyone to listen. I get the feeling I'm not the target audience for this product. As they themselves say, there's more to the X-Clan than red, black, and green. I'm still rolling with the red, white, and blue.
Yo, I have a question I want to ask. How come all the girls in your videos are light-skinned with long hair? What's up? You got a problem with real black women? And speaking about women, are the women in the Black Watch movement leaders, or are they a bunch of groupies dominated by your macho attitude? Couldn't be me.
Yo, them niggas ain't real. They supposed to be righteous. I was backstage at the concert and all they was trying to do was hit some skin. Man, they was surrounded by girlies. Yo, babe, what you mean? Ooh.
X-Clan. Man, that's a medic, I tell you. For God's sake. The professor guy? He's that son of that self-proclaimed anti-white activist, Sonny Carson. I seen him in Crown Heights. They're troublemakers.
You're wearing that X. Well, are you willing to get behind the man today who is the leader of the real X-Clan? The leader of the real X-Clan is the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan.